Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and my guests, Eric and Chris from the band, were waiting in the PPG Paints Green Room, the beautiful, beautiful PPG Paints Green Room, and they're from the band Man Fighting Bear. And they've got a benefit concert coming up called Law Rocks Chicago, which is at the beautiful Lincoln Hall next Thursday. And we have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. And in studio, we have Chris Beach. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
And Eric Fagrelius, who is the bassist and vocalist. How you doing?
Good
to see you guys again. And, of course, the other member of the band is Bill Beach, who is your dad, Chris.
That's what I hear.
And and he is in Virginia at the moment.
He is.
And we have him on the phone, so let's welcome him to the show as well. Bill, welcome
to the
show.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much.
Cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about, because for people who, you know, haven't heard you guys, you've been on the show a couple of times.
Yes.
And Bill, why don't you tell us how this whole thing started and how you started playing music with your son?
Well, the whole thing with the band really started when we were moving from Chicago to Virginia. I guess, guys, help me out. It was about 8 years ago now, 7 or 8 years ago. And we did like a farewell show. We kind of jokingly called it a living wake. We invited everyone we knew to come to a restaurant in Hyde Park. And Chris, Eric, and I became the nucleus of the band. And we invited a lot of musician friends. And we played for several hours, raised some money for a couple of charities. And we realized that we actually had a pretty good sound and we liked what we were doing, but I was moving literally the next day. Mm. So we stayed in touch. I'd come back to Chicago to do some work, and we got together and we really took it a little more seriously than we had at first. And we did some recording and just kind of fell in love with each other and fell in love with what we were doing. And that's really how it started.
Yeah.
I've been playing music with Chris. I think, Chris, your first drum set we bought, he was a kid. I mean, he was like 5 or 6 years old. I mean, he had his first drum set, and he and I would sit and jam, and I would always tell him different stories of what it was like when I was in school, you know, growing up playing in bands, and how my dad was a big influence in my life musically, and I tried to do the same thing with Chris.
Wow, and it turned out good.
So far.
Chris, so you were you always interested in drums?
Yeah, because my dad made me play drums. He said, you have to be the drummer. Yeah, absolutely. You had to go, like, pick out your instrument when you went to junior high. And, you know, everyone's going around trying everything. I just walked over to the drums, and the teacher said, try this. Did a pattern. Try this. Did a pattern. And he looked at my parents and went, okay.
That was it.
Pretty simple. Yeah.
Bill, when did you start playing music?
My first band was, I was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. But I started playing piano probably when I was 6 or 7 years old. My father was a real good piano player, and I always wanted to, just to kind of emulate that. And for me, it was interesting, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot because we don't have time, but it was my dad and I had a complicated relationship, but when he played piano, I would sit there and I would be spellbound. I would just love it, and it just was kind of a dream for me. So I was real little when I started playing piano, but the first band was in seventh grade.
Mm. And that was that here in Chicago?
Yes, it was. I grew up in a city, and I was in grade school at a place called St. Joe's in Homewood, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And we had just moved into Homewood, and all the cliques had been formed. So I put a band together with a bunch of guys, and I think we've mentioned this before on the show. It was a very irreverently named band. It was called Pontius and the Nail Drivers.
Yep.
and we got into a fair amount of trouble.
With
the Dominican nuns.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a great way to entertain as well as to, I was not really athletically inclined. I did some sports, but I was not big enough to play competitively in high school. So this was great for me.
Yeah. And now, Eric, when did you come into the mix here?
Well, as far as playing music, I started on piano at, I guess I was about six, went to trumpet, tried a bunch of different instruments. It wasn't until I was 14 and my Uncle Dwight, who was, you know, the cool uncle.
Right.
He pulls out a bass. He pulls out this old Gibson, 1960s Gibson original bass, and he puts on a B.B. King record.
Oh, well, there you go.
Puts on Thrill Is Gone.
Oh, man, yeah.
And just that groove, and I felt it. I felt it in the physical meaning and then actual spiritual meaning.
Yeah, no, I can see that, man.
And so from there, that bass just, that was my thing, and just been playing it since. And then choir, an interesting thing, kind of similar to what Bill's talking about with the feeling with the family. I was in junior high, and I remember going in, and someone pulled me into choir, and I'm singing amongst all these other people, and it just felt so great, being surrounded by all these voices, and it's like, safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that started really my love for singing. So, and I've finally figured out how to do both at the same time.
Right.
Later on, and that's when playing with Bill and Chris, and we didn't have a singer. I was playing bass, and said, "Okay, well, let's do this."
Yeah. So, how long have you guys known each other? You and
Wow.
Did you go to school together?
No, we've known each other.
Actually, you met my dad.
Yeah, I met Bill first because Bill was my boss.
Oh, right. I remember.
At John Marshall Law School
when
he was a dean. And I worked.
See, I thought Eric was my son at first. And then I found out on your confusing show that Chris was my son.
No, I'm the mature one. I think that's what we established. I don't know.
Now, you mentioned law. And the John Marshall Law in particular. This benefit that you guys are playing next Thursday is called Law Rock Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's at the Lincoln Hall, which is one of the best rooms in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Acoustically, everything. They got that place right. Tell me a little bit about how the law thing came into being.
So this is a concert that is all over the globe, actually, and this is the inaugural Chicago concert. So
I think they've
done San Francisco, London, New York,
Singapore, Sydney, Hong Kong, Dubai.
So everybody involved in the concert works for
it's a lot of attorneys.
Yeah,
there's us,
but it's anybody that's part of the legal profession, and you have to have at least one member of your group that is part of the legal profession. Of course, Chris and I both work at John Marshall, and then Bill being a former dean, you know, so that's how we got in.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to say that it's the inaugural Chicago concert, and none of the bands in this concert have law-related pun names.
Right.
No one is called the defendants or anything like
that.
So I think that's a true testament to this city.
I've heard the story before, but speaking of band names, we have to find out the origin of the name of your band, which is Man Fighting Bear. So.
Right.
It's this guy.
Why?
Go ahead, Chris.
I thought it sounded funny. That's it.
That's it.
That's the story.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could. Is there a deeper meaning,
Bill? Bill, do you want to give your?
Is there a metaphor in there somewhere that you know the man and society is the bear? I don't know. It's just it was so silly.
Right. Well, you guys just—it's one of those deals where I've had a lot of musicians and bands on the show, and whenever I ask about you know the origin and the name of the band, it's always like we got tired of it. We were just like, let's just say this.
Yeah.
And because it's trying to name a band. It's usually very tedious and it takes forever. And finally, you have to just settle on something. It's usually that's kind of the majority of the bands that come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if we thought about it,
and this is a pretty cool band, actually. Yeah. The band this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric and I were in a band called We Should Be Spies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we said to people, "What's the name of your band?" "We Should Be Spies." Just.
And then they would say, "I'm sorry, what?"
Exactly. Huh? Didn't last.
So, Bill, do you live in Virginia full time? Yes,
I do. I live in, and I have to tell you, it's really different being out here, especially in hurricane time. You know, we live about 200 miles from North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on the east coast of Virginia, and this last Hurricane Florence scared everyone because we thought it was coming right to us. As a matter of fact, the area that we live in is divided into four zones, and zone A through D, and we're in zone C, but zone A, which is literally two blocks from our house, was evacuated.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm surprised that we didn't get a call from like Walmart and BJ's thanking us for buying so many non-perishable goods.
Yeah.
It's just really frightening. And my heart goes out to the poor folks that that had so much devastation. But it's, yeah, I live out here full time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break because we got a break here for the news, you guys. And then we are going to hear a song from the new EP, which is called Three Songs. And we will hear a song from your last CD called Waiting. And Bill, hang on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, there is Bill is with us. Chris and Eric are in studio from the band Man Fighting Bear. The benefit concert, which we'll talk more about, is called Law Rock Chicago, and it takes place Thursday, September 27th at Lincoln Hall. We have a link on our Facebook page for more information. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to break here for the news and then more and some new music right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above downtown Chicago. We're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6. And I'll be hanging out with Steve Cochran this morning. It's Thursday, so at 6:20. We'll talk about some new movies and some other entertainment stuff. That's all coming up right here on WGN, so stick around for that. Also coming up after the 2 o'clock news, Gail Rubin is going to join us. She's the author of A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. And she's hosting a free seminar called Kicking the Bucket List, Downsizing and Organizing, which is going to focus on end-of-life issues, which she takes an upbeat approach to. In order to get, you know, to get some things done that you have to confront, and it'll be at Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home, which is on Northwest Highway here in Chicago. We'll talk to her after the 2 o'clock news. But right now, that music that you heard is from a band called Man Fighting Bear, and the band members are here. Two live in studio is Chris Beach and Eric Fagrelius. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And on the phone is also the other member of the band, also happens to be Chris's father, and that's Bill Beach. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. Chris, let's talk a little bit about you guys, a little bit about the writing process.
Sure.
And how that works for you guys.
Well, Eric is an evil dictator.
Okay.
And he comes to us and says, play this or else. No, it usually starts out with kind of a musical sketch that he or I will come together. And we'll start mumbling words to it, and then Eric will go away and write some actual lyrics to it. And then when my dad gets into town, we present the sketches to him, and he picks out which ones he likes, and he plays along, and just kind of organically transfers into a song. And then Eric has actually set up our rehearsal studio into a recording studio now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how we made this last EP. Right? We did it ourselves, so we just kind of record our demos as we go, listen to them. Bill takes them home, practices them, comes back, we finalize them. That's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Is it, what's the, Bill, the rehearsal process and stuff like that, being in Virginia, you guys talked about this the last time you were on. How does that work out?
Well, there's a product, and it's called Jamlinks, and it allows us to practice over the internet. But it's obviously not as good as it is being together, and sometimes we wish we could just, you know, all quit our jobs and just spend hours and hours in a studio at working and creating things. So I'll get into Chicago once a month, and we'll kind of lock ourselves away for a day and a half in our studio and work through stuff, whether we're writing stuff, whether we're rewriting stuff, or whether we're having pizza and beer. It's just kind of a creative process. So it's not as good as it could be, but it's the path that we've had to take.
Okay. Talk a little bit more, you guys, about this Law Rock Chicago. You were telling me some fascinating stuff off the air about it. And it started, you said, how long ago did this start? It's the first one in Chicago, obviously.
It's the first one in Chicago. It all started back in 2009 in London. And it was there was a gentleman, Nick Child, who was looking for a way to connect the legal industry with nonprofit and fundraise. Since then, fast forward now, and we're at, what, almost 20 law rocks in, I think, 7 different countries. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's the inaugural one here in Chicago at Lincoln Hall next Thursday.
And you guys are very excited about it.
Oh,
tell me about the organization that's going to benefit from you guys.
So we've chosen the John Marshall Law School's community legal clinics. Not a lot of people know that our clinics at John Marshall, they provide about $9 million a year in free or pro bono, as it's known, services. To the greater Chicago community. And those range anything from veterans issues through domestic violence, fair housing, human rights, patent, trademark. They just run a gamut of all these different types of areas of law that we help. And it's driven by the students. Mm-hmm. The students are the ones that really do the work, and it's a win-win because they get the experiential credit. They get that time that they're actually working on cases mm-hmm. under the supervision of the staff, the faculty, okay, of the law school. And then the community. I mean, we serve a lot of low and moderate income folks, mm-hmm. and it's a way that they can get some services because legal work is not cheap.
No.
And so, you know, $9 million in free legal services a year, that's probably... It's probably a bit on the low end, to be quite honest. But so what we're doing is we're raising funds, and we got a lead donation from our own alumni association, and they generously donated $2,500 to start a scholarship. And the scholarship is going to go to a student who really stands out and has really done some outstanding work as part of their clinical work at the law school. Mm. So... and we're hoping to build that up. So we've got a website. We got a donation page we'd love to plug.
Go ahead, please. Please
sure.
Do.
It's live. So basically, just go visit the lawrocks.org website and make sure you go to the Chicago page. And under the Chicago page, and Chris, you helped me with this. This is the it's the donation tab. And 100% of the donation goes to the community legal clinics, to the scholarship, to help a student who will then be able to provide these free legal services to the greater Chicago community.
That's great. So it's lawrocks.org.
That's correct.
Okay, and go to the Chicago section and donate. Donate if you can. And how many bands will be playing at next Thursday?
There will be 4 official bands competing because it's a battle of the band style. Well, 25% of the vote is how much money you raise out of donations. 25 is a panel of judges. 25 is the audience ballot. And the other 25 is sponsorship. So there's 4 bands competing. And then after those bands are done, it's a 25-minute set each. Mm-hmm. There's another band playing as a special guest. I think they're called Along the Drive, well-known like local Chicago band. They're going to play for about an hour, mm-hmm. and then the winners will be announced.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So audience participation is part of it, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So,
25%. Part of it. Yeah.
25% of audience.
If people show up, we will thank them. We will hug them. If they don't like our band, just pretend to for the evening.
Just for a good cause.
Please, that's right.
For a good
please.
Cause.
I'll give them a sad face.
Who are the judges?
There are... Three
so far.
And they are Rick Ventinson, Chicagoland. He's part of a group called Athanor.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is Sir Vivian Ramsey, who...
I think he's a barrister, and he is on the Law Rocks board.
And then Dahlia Saper.
And so those are the judges.
Those
so far.
Are the three judges.
Those 3 judges, yeah. Right?
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, cool. Well, listen, we're going to play a song from your from the last album that you guys came in for, and
yes.
It's Waiting. And this is a song called "Breathe." Anybody want to set this up?
Sure. My dad and I, Bill, as he's referred to in the band, we saw the band Elbow in concert, mm-hmm. and we were very inspired. We came back to our studio. And I think he literally said, like, I don't know, let's just breathe and, like, try something simple. and this is what came out.
Okay. And you, by the way, this song will be played on next Thursday.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's hear it. This is Breathe by Man Fighting Bear. There you go. That's Breathe by Man Fighting Bear. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with the band and then hear another song, a new song off of their new EP. And again, you can hear these songs live at the Law Rocks Chicago, featuring legal profession rocking out to help local nonprofits. It's all at the Lincoln Hall in Chicago next Thursday night, the 27th. And we'll talk more with Chris, Eric, and Bill, and then hear another song, a new one, right after we take a break here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That music is from Man Fighting Bear, and we've got Chris and Eric live in studio, and Bill on the phone, who's in Virginia. And they'll all three be at Law Rock Chicago a week from tonight at Lincoln Hall. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you. One last. You guys know that I ask two questions of all musicians when they come in. Let's start with Bill. Bill, what was the first album you ever bought?
The first album that I ever bought was by a band called Aorta.
Ah, yes.
A Chicago-based band. I think it was like 1968 or 69.
Okay, all right.
I bought it, yeah.
Okay, Chris, first album.
Well, Nick, as you know, as a white male in his 30s with glasses, it was Weezer, the Blue Album.
Of course, yeah. Eric.
Van Halen, 1984.
1984, okay. All right, Bill, first concert.
First concert, 1969, at Aaron Russo's Kinetic Playground. Santana and Lighthouse opened for Led Zeppelin.
See, you kill me, man.
Yeah, first, we shouldn't even answer.
First North American tour.
I got to see Zeppelin twice, though. I was very lucky. I saw them in 75 and 77. They were great in 75, and they sucked in 77.
Really?
Because they were loaded. They were all loaded.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Chris, first concert.
Well, I'll refer to my first answer, and it was a Weezer concert.
And Eric?
Metallica at Poplar Creek, where the Cult got booed off of stage.
Ah, yes. Good old Poplar Creek.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a song off of the new EP really quickly. If you guys want to play the song, what do you want to say about the song? It's called Rails.
So Rails is when we write music, we write about we write the music first, and then we write the lyrics. And it's typically a vision. Some kind of a story comes up. And it's really about the moment, as Chris would like to say, Catholic guilt.
Right. Midwestern Catholic guilt.
It's the moment when you're trying to apologize to someone, or you're thinking about what you're going to say, how are you going to say it, mm-hmm, as an apology, and that's what this is about.
Okay, all right. Well, here it is. We have run out of time, and I want to make sure we say a proper goodbye to the guys. And that EP will be on sale at the gig?
On sale. We'll just hand them out to you, okay, if you promise to vote for us.
Okay. Promise to vote, yeah, for you. Bill, it was a pleasure to you again, Bill.
Good talking with you. Thank you very much.
All right. And Chris, Eric, thank you guys very much. And if you guys want to donate, you can't make it next Thursday, go to lawrocks.org, find Chicago, and give away.
Yes.
All right, guys. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. The news is up next.